And we're going to have live guests, Super Bowl-related guests, all week at 8:40. And we're so lucky because these guys have a layover right now at DFW Airport, and they're able to come by the bunker. So let's open the door and welcome in the Skinlonen brothers.
Look at them come through the door there.
Hi, guys.
Longtime NFL veterans.
Yeah, just put on, man.
George and Gordon, if you can give up your headsets.
Okay. For Nick and Rick,
we say good morning to the older brother, Nick Skinlonen. Hi, Nick.
Good. How's it going, Musers?
Longtime deep snapper, offensive lineman in the NFL. You're looking good.
16 Super Bowls. Yes.
16 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And his younger brother, more slightly built, Rick Skinlonen.
Hi, Craig.
Longtime NFL veteran as a punter and holder.
17 Super Bowls.
Yeah, somehow he played in one more than I did. Yeah. I don't know how that's possible with that kind of body.
But you're the record holders, though. Congratulations.
Yeah, Thank you for knowing that.
So I understand you're headed to Tampa?
Yeah, we got a layover right now. We're on our way, and there's all sorts of Super Bowl festivities going on. So we got to get there as soon as possible.
Yeah, we're doing a very special thing.
What are you doing?
Well, you know that the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell?
Yeah, we know Roger Goodell.
He's making us do another show after our latest show was such a disaster for the NFL networks. You know, we did the NFL Royal Wedding Special.
Yes, I remember you came on our show to promote that. Yeah. It didn't do well.
No,
the lowest rated show in the NFL Network history.
A 0.0. That's impossible.
Did not register. Well, it didn't really relate to the NFL audience, like Goodell said.
And I really thought it was going to do well because that's when Prince Harry took the glamorous American divorcee Meghan Markle to be his lovely wedding wife.
It was beautiful. It was such a wonderful,
magical occasion. And Nick and I did our best to put an NFL spin on what otherwise would have been a totally unrelated NFL event.
Right.
But it didn't work.
No, it didn't work, though.
Goodell's
exact words were that it cost the NFL so much money that they were, quote, losing money hand over fist. That's a mean thing to say.
So he's making you do another show?
Do it. But we're glad to do it, though, because basically we are kicking off Super Bowl coverage on Sunday morning, midnight Central, 1 a.m. Eastern, with the Skinlonen Super Bowl cooking show.
Yeah. It's called Nick and Rick's Glamorous Pregame Super Bowl Cooking and Jewelry Making Extravaganza.
Jewelry making.
I started making jewelry, correct?
That doesn't surprise me somehow.
Pretty good. He's gotten pretty good.
Are you wearing some of your... I see you have matching bracelets.
Yeah, see, isn't that cool?
I am. Isn't that cool? And this choker I'm wearing is of my own design?
Yeah. Are those lucky charms?
And I'm also wearing this brooch on my lapel.
Yeah, a nice brooch.
Yeah.
So Goodell is okay with you guys doing a cooking and jewelry show on the NFL Network?
Well, okay, maybe overstating it. But
we sold him on the idea, and I think he's really happy that we're going to give you some helpful hints about how to chow down during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay.
Things like my deep snap dip.
Your deep snap dip.
Oh, yeah.
That's your recipe.
That's so good. I love Nick's deep snap 28-layer dip.
I came up with this when I was playing for the Giants, and I was in Parcells' doghouse.
Okay.
And this was, you might say, my comfort food, a dip that includes sausage, cream cheese, pico de gallo, cilantro, cheese whiz, pork rinds, trail mix, and grape nuts.
Grape nuts also, wow.
Very unusual.
28 layers.
I don't know if that sounds good.
Some of them, but it's, oh man, it's really good.
Okay.
You want to try it.
Of course, Nick turning to comfort food didn't really get him out of Parcells' doghouse too much.
Right.
No, I kind of ate my way off the roster.
Yeah, he ate his way on the roster.
He hated you, right?
Oh, yeah. He hated me, not as much as Belichick, and apparently
it's kind of tough to say which one hated you more.
Yeah,
but
and apparently Tom Brady, I mean, we both called him this week and said, hey, what's up, Tom? You know, we won 3 Super Bowls with him.
Yeah, you were both teammates.
Yeah,
and
didn't remember us. Not at all.
Acting like he didn't know us.
And that really hurt my feelings.
Didn't even get around to asking him for tickets to the game. He acted like he never heard of us before.
I know. And we even named our crepes after him.
Yeah.
Tom Brady crepes or Brady crepes?
They're called Brady crepes.
Yeah. They're really good.
They're so good.
Maybe he was, when you called him, maybe he was thrown by the voices.
Well, what do you
Well, he heard him for 3 years. Why would throw him?
Yeah, what do you mean? I mean,
Never mind.
That was awkward.
That was so weird.
That was weird.
Weird. Twilight Zone.
That was the Twilight Zone kind of thing.
It was.
And really weird, man.
And of course, Rick's Hot Fudge Corn Casserole.
Oh, we're going to get that recipe too?
Yeah, I'm going to give you that.
So good. And cornbread and butter and warm dark chocolate fudge.
Yeah, I don't know about some of these.
Don't knock it until you try it. It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
So we're really hoping for a success for this because we have failed so much after the NFL, our NFL careers were over.
Right.
Of course, coming from such success in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, hell, between us, we have over 32 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, we thought we'd just parlay that into a long broadcasting career.
It's just been one thing after another of failure. We also recently had an album that came out of us reading children's bedtime stories. And it not only did it totally tank, but there was a class action lawsuit. Parents claimed that our voices gave their glamorous children nightmares.
Oh, no, that's awful. I hope you have good representation.
I have no idea why.
We figured we could do the whole broadcast thing because, well, Tony Romo's doing fine in it. We figured we could do the same thing.
He makes us look so easy.
Yeah, he's doing like $17 million a year.
And you guys are doing okay with the pandemic? You haven't caught COVID or anything?
Well, not yet. We're at risk, though.
You're at risk?
Well, yeah. Believe it or not, I'm a few pounds overweight.
I thought you did have COVID. Didn't we do a whole thing one time about how they were using your blood to cure people?
I guess I still have fog brain.
So you did have it, you just forgot.
You still got the fog brain.
Well, I think that's one of the after effects. You forget.
Yeah, you forget things.
No, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But I'm really worried if Rick is, and he's in sad shape. He only weighs like 98 pounds.
Yeah, I'm what's described as severely underweight.
Okay, well, both of you should double mask if you're going to Tampa.
Oh, we will.
We will.
We'll be really careful. Man on the plane going out, too. But, this bunker's cool. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. Best of luck with the cooking show.
Yes, absolutely.
We guys like in the big game.
Nick and Rick's glamorous pregame Super Bowl cooking and jewelry making show.
Okay.
What a
there we go. The Skidmonin brothers.
Hey, see y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Skidmonins.
Boy, Rick is hung up on the word glamorous, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is.